Adelita Grijalva,
a recently elected congresswoman for Arizona, has now waited over 3 weeks to be sworn in. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus held a news conference Wednesday with Arizona Democrats to demand that she be sworn in. Multiple speakers accused the Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, of delaying swearing her in for political purposes. They cited Grijalva being the final signature needed to release files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and names of those associated with him, potentially including President Donald Trump. Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego did not sugarcoat his accusation.
The only reason Adelita Grijalva is not being sworn in right now is because he wants to protect whatever is in those files, all the pedophiles that would be revealed, and he wants to make sure every day that that doesn't happen, he has one more day to protect all those pedophiles, whether it's involving Donald Trump or any of his rich elite friends. That is what Speaker Johnson is doing here. Every reason that he has ever come up with has changed from day one, day two, day three. The only thing that's been consistent the whole time is that Speaker Johnson is trying to cover up for pedophiles.
Grijalva was elected on September 23rd in a special election to replace her father, the late Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva, who passed away in March. This was not the only special election this year, with Florida and Virginia having elections prior. The congressmen in those elections were sworn in the day after they were announced winners. Johnson was accused of making nonsense excuses for why he was able to swear in those congressmen, but not Grijalva. Excuses have ranged from needing to wait for the vote to be certified and her family not being in town. Democratic Congressmember Gil Cisneros of Los Angeles claims that the reason behind this is not what Johnson says, but is entirely based on what she represents.
You had no problem swearing in two white Republican men less than 24 hours after they won their special election. So what's the problem today? Is it because she's a Democratic Latina? Is it that once Representative Grijalva sworn in that she's going to sign the discharge petition on the Epstein files? Is it because she's going to add to the largest class of CHC members ever? I think it's all three reasons.
Grijalva has thanked Democrats in the House and Senate who have supported her being sworn in, but she says they shouldn't have to. She says that she wants to get to work to help her constituents who are currently unrepresented. Grijalva describes her situation as congressional purgatory, saying she's there but not doing anything.
Right here, I had to wait until a member of Congress could come and escort me in. Everyone keeps treating me like I'm a member of Congress, which I appreciate, but I'm not, very clearly. Everyone keeps asking for where that amazing little button is. And that represents 812,000 people. It's not okay. It's not okay, and I'm not gonna let myself just like sort of take it.
She says Johnson has avoided all attempts to contact him, but she says she'll continue to fight to ensure her constituents get the representation they voted for. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, a Democrat, announced Tuesday that legal action would be taken if Grijalva is not sworn in or if Speaker Johnson does not provide a legitimate reason. In a letter she sent to Speaker Johnson, Mays called his past excuses absurd stories. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.